So as I mentioned at the outset, Jesus in today's gospel is teaching us about the Holy Spirit who will come. And he gives some significant titles when he names the Holy Spirit, one of which being the advocate, the helper, an advocate in a court of law, a defender. And that means implied, of course, that we have an advocate, there's an accuser. And of course, the accuser is Satan. Satan is a Hebrew word that when translated into English means accuser, because that's all he does. He constantly is picking at our faults, picking at us, accusing us before God, coming before God, and that's all he does, is accuse, criticize, and pick at us, and then try to exploit our weaknesses and make us have disastrous falls and the like. He's a very miserable creature. But if we have an accuser, well, we now also have an advocate, and that's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our advocate. He's advocating for us. Unfortunately, however, if you aren't following Christ, you're emptying your life of that advocate, and you have no one to defend you before God when the accuser comes, which is inevitable. That's what he does. He's prowling about like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. But when you're in the Holy Spirit, you've got a helper. You've got someone who can help you stay out of the criticism, the lane, if you will, of this accuser. And what's so helpful about having this advocate is he also testifies to us about how we are loved. See, that's the thing. When you have a defender, the defender is saying before God, this is one of the ones your son died to save. Protect him. Protect her. That's what that's saying. That's what an advocate does in a court of law. Defend you against someone. So Jesus says, when the advocate comes, the one who will advocate for you before God. And then the other title he mentions here is the Spirit of Truth. The Spirit of Truth, which means the Spirit is a spirit of truth. He testifies to the truth. And Jesus says, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. I have much more to tell you. Now, there are various ways in which this Spirit of Truth comes to us, one of them being the magisterium, because Jesus here is talking about the apostles, how the Spirit of Truth will come to them. And he says, I have much more to tell you. For example, he couldn't tell the apostles in the first century about fetal stem cell research. He couldn't tell them about that. They wouldn't understand what that, what's a fetal stem cell? What is that? They wouldn't have known. I have much more to tell you, but you can't bear it now. And so he left us with the apostles and their successors who are teachers of the truth. And the Spirit is leading and guiding us and instructing us on these new situations that come up as the church makes her way through time. And that is the teacher. That's the way the magisterium is meant to operate in the church, is to teach us and instruct us, leading us into all truth about these things that keep developing as the church makes her way through time. Now, that's more the bigger picture. How about us personally? Well, we also have that instructor within us. The Holy Spirit indwells by our baptism, and the Holy Spirit dwells within you. Now, how does that work? Well, first of all, he's a spirit of joy, peace, kindness, self-control. He's not a spirit of lust, contention, division. He doesn't sow those things in us. But we know we live with that stuff. But none of that is of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is dwelling within us, attempting to instruct us about how to develop and live according to the truth and the way that Christ was when he was among us. Patience, kindness, mercy, forgiveness, holiness. The Spirit is in us. Now, how to understand that instruction coming to you? It's obvious that the body has senses. All right, so you have the eyes, the ears, nose, touch, taste. Apart from the object of sound, the ears don't hear. Without an odor, the nose can't smell. Without light, my eyes can't see. Our senses are useless to us, apart from their object, what it is that makes them do what they do. Odor for smell, light for seeing. Well, we also have internal senses in our souls. We have interior senses. And the way we know this is from the Bible. When John, the beloved disciple, was caught up in spirit into the heavens, his body was on earth, but in spirit he went up to the heavens and he saw, he heard. How's that possible? His ears were on earth, but he was up in the heavens in spirit. Our souls have ears, eyes, the inner eye of the soul, the inner ear of the soul. You see what I'm talking about? We have internal senses, in other words. Now, these also are blind without their proper object. Our inner eye has the gift of reason. Reason is a light. It's a light within us. It lights our way and instructs us. Reason does. Reason, though, compared to the light of Christ, is like a match compared to the sun. And a lot of people want to live according to just reason alone. It's a light, but it's a dim light, and the inner eye of our soul can understand it. But if you get flooded with the light of the Holy Spirit, you're filled with light, and the inner eye of your soul sees God. It also hears, because the Holy Spirit instructs you. It hears you. The inner eye of your soul hears when the Spirit comes in you. What are you hearing? You are loved. Satan is an orphan maker. I will not leave you orphaned. You are not without a father in this world. You're not sloppy seconds. You matter to me. Jesus died for you. This is all the message. It's all the message. The Holy Spirit comes in. Because unlike this light coming from the light bulbs, which is unintelligent, the light of the Holy Spirit entering us is a person, the third person of the Trinity. And he speaks to us interiorly. And when he shines, we see with our inner eye the light of God. We see creation in relationship to God. I see you in relationship to God. I see the whole world in a different light when I am full of the Holy Spirit. And he convinces me, as the accuser will tell you, you're a garbage bag. No, you're loved. Jesus died for you. And that's what he does. He testifies. And we need to hear that with our inner ear. And when you can hear that There's a strength in you, even when other people's love fails you. There's a constant source of love internally from the Spirit telling you that you are loved unfailingly, unconditionally. And the cross proves it. He died for us. And we need to hear that today, because human life is being cheapened. It's being devalued. It's being sold on the market in the sex trafficking right here in DFW Metroplex. The labor trafficking right here in the DFW Metroplex. It's all over. Human life is being devalued. And Christ testifies to our worth on the cross. And so the Spirit testifies too. Because Jesus says, everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you, the Spirit will take from what is mine and he's going to declare it to you. We need to hear from the Holy Spirit, constantly assured that we are loved. Constantly reassured that we matter. We all have a spiritual director, and it's the Holy Spirit. He's speaking to you from within. He's enlightening you as to the relationship you have with God and telling you that you matter to him, every one of you. You might think you're forgotten. Well, guess what? He's right inside of you. And he's speaking to the inner eye of your soul. And so we need to hear. So this day is very important, brothers and sisters. We are not orphaned. Satan would love to have us be in the world without a father, without a family, exiled. But Jesus said, I won't leave you orphaned. And he sends his Spirit who adopts us as children of our Father, members of the household of God. And we belong. We have all the rights and privileges of belonging to the family of God. And that's all thanks to the Holy Spirit. So may this welcome guest truly be welcome in each one of our hearts. And may we all learn to converse with the Holy Spirit within us. It's called the spiritual life. We all have one. Or if we don't, we're neglecting it. But we need to get used to conversing and exercising ourselves in our faith, our hope, and our love, and grow in the spiritual life to be assured that yes, you have a father, and yes, you are loved.